96.5 KLH, Dave and Doreen, along with Marcus. And it's been a while since we've talked to this guy. Chad Daniels is going to be at the Milwaukee Improv tomorrow night and Saturday night. Two shows each night. Chad Daniels, it has been a long time, my friend. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. It has been a long time. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, well, good to see you. I was looking at your website, man. You look different than the last time you were here. You got some really nice tattoos on your arms, by the way.
Thank you.
I can't quite make out what they are, but it looks good. I mean, the color's good. Is it something to do with comedy?
It is nothing to do with comedy.
Okay, all right.
I see some animals.
Little things that keep me sane.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And how is life on, I mean, are you still traveling as much as you used to?
Not as much. So, you know, I used to travel, you know, three, sometimes if I needed to, for all the weekends in a month. And now I'm trying to do two weekends a month. The kids are older. My son's 24 years old. He just got married in Mexico. My daughter's 20. She's a sophomore in college down in Southern California. So wow. I'm trying to make sure that I'm available to go places, because now when I come home, my kids aren't there. I have to go to them.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting change.
Now that the kids are older, how has your comedy changed?
It's become very unfunny.
That's what I got.
It's just, you know, it's different, because now I'm talking about them in different stages of life and stuff like that. But it's, you know, it's been it's been tough. I tell everybody, if you have little kids, stop loving them right now. It'll be so much easier when they abandon you for their life.
True.
So you just mentioned that your son just got married. Did he learn, like, his dad style from you, and how is he doing that with his marriage now?
Well, I'm divorced, so I hope not. I hope that he got that from an uncle or an aunt. No, he's this lady, my new daughter-in-law, is fantastic. And, you know, we all went out to eat before they were married, my daughter, myself, and those two, and my son, who has been, you know, this kid, when he was younger, he decided that he wasn't going to do homework, and we said, then you can't get your driver's license. And he goes, that's fine. So he didn't get his driver's license until he was 17.
Wow.
As, like, you know, some rebellion against his parents. And so when we were out at this pizza place, he's saying, like, I don't want this. I'm not going to get this pizza because they don't have my stuff. And his wife leaned over and whispered in his ear, and then he stopped talking and just ordered pizza. And I was like, oh, wow. We have found our Isaac Whisperer. This is unbelievable. And then, of course, you know, his sister, when we're leaving, she goes, what does she have that we don't have? And I was like, I don't think you're old enough to talk about that.
She's 20. I think she probably is.
You never want to think that, though.
Yeah.
But it is funny how the dynamic changes. It changes so much as they get older. And I'm curious on whether or not, as they were growing up, did they find you funny?
I will tell you that Olivia came to watch me do James Corden once, and then she was in the crowd. And she came up to me afterwards, and she was probably at this point 17 years old. Mm-hmm. And she goes, huh, you are funny. That's exactly how she said.
Wow.
So now they think you're funny now that they're older.
Yeah, I think they think I'm funny now that I help them with tuition.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how that happens, like how you get smarter as they get older. When they start having to figure out their insurance and all
taxes.
That kind of taxes, it's like, wow, how'd you figure all this out?
Yeah.
Oh, my dad isn't an idiot. This
is
great.
Right.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to when you come back?
I'm just looking forward to, so I don't say this about everywhere, but I really do think Milwaukee's one of these places where the crowd will laugh at other people, and that's what you get in the majority of crowds. But then they will also turn and they will laugh at themselves, and that is not easy to find a comedy crowd like that, and that makes it really, really fun when you can poke fun at others, but then you can go after, you know, Ben. I mean, I think that's why people love coming back, because, I mean, listen, Milwaukee is awesome. I was calling Milwaukee Chicago, North Dakota. That's exactly how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
it's
like
a good way to describe it.
It's this unbelievable city with a smaller town attitude, and I think it's the best.
So how are you adjusting to life as an empty nester?
Well, I got myself one of these fancy girlfriends everybody talks about. So that's been nice. She's also a comedian. Her name's Kelsey, and so that's been that's been, you know, super fun, other than the fact that she's allergic to peanut butter, and peanut butter is my favorite food.
Oh, no. How do you, yeah. Wait a minute, how do you negotiate that?
Brought some peanut butter and told her not to eat it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, she was like, what are you going to do with that? And I said, I'm going to eat it when you're not here. And she goes, what if I eat it? And I said, don't.
Okay. Yeah, don't.
Yeah, I'm going to put this in the cupboard. I'm going to put this in the cupboard, and you don't open this cupboard. This is the cupboard of death. I'm going to put my peanut butter and my throwing stars in here, and you don't mess around with this cupboard.
And your jarts. You got jarts, throwing stars, yeah. And peanut butter all in there at once.
If the police find the jarts, I'm in big trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
So has the reality hit you now with your son being married and your daughter 20 that you are on the horizon of becoming Grandpa Chad?
You shut your mouth. Yeah, I just actually, my son is in town. He's in Minneapolis for work. And I asked him last night, I said, what's the scoop on babies? Are you getting pressure from people? And he said, well, maybe we'll start trying here in a little bit. And then my hair got grayer as he said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, trust me. We have seven of them, seven grandkids. And every single day, not only am I grayer, I realize how little I know about everything, including technology. I think they come out of the womb now scrolling and clicking things. It's unbelievable.
Their DNA now.
Yeah, it is in their DNA.
Yeah, my daughter says that all the time to me. She'd be like, I can't believe you don't know how to use this app. And I'm like, ride a horse. How about you try to ride a horse?
Yeah, don't forget, I'm the one that taught you how to eat.
I must not be that dumb.
You would have starved without me.
That's right.
Chad, thank you so much. Continued success.
Well, it was awesome.
All right, thanks, Chad. Chad Daniels, go see him at the Improv this weekend.